It's John, and this morning I'm talking to my sister Elizabeth, Elizabeth Jervis, and I don't often speak to her seriously about things that she does, but she has this interesting sideline making greetings cards. And I've often been wondering, how did that start? Because it's something that you've been doing for many, many years. So would you like to tell us how you got this interest?
Well, most of my cards involve using pressed flowers that I grow in my own garden. And when I was a little girl, I remember we used to go on holiday a lot and always take an AA guide with us. When we came back, it was full of poppies and grasses and things like this.
Even
as a child, you know, I sort of had this need to preserve these beautiful flowers that you knew died after a couple of weeks. So,
shame.
That's right. About 30 years ago, I bought a little flower press from a children's book club thing. You know, I was buying things for the kids, and I thought, oh, we'll do that together. And we were pressing flowers in the garden and making pictures and cards. And although I live in Swansea now, being down there for, you know, sort of 30 odd years, you can take girl out to Yorkshire, but you can never take Yorkshire out at girl. And I wanted to save a bit of money by making my own greetings cards, which is how it started.
Right.
But as well as the flowers, I know this might be of interest to you, to your listeners, I use a lot of very tactile 3D things, you know, sort of different card, you know, corrugated card and Hessian for material, and
I use grass,
seeds and shells, ribbons, buttons, lace, feathers. My brother-in-law gave me some pheasant feathers the other day. He'd been given a pheasant and he'd eaten the meat and given me the feathers, and you know, it's just so beautiful. And I use little bits of sea glass from the beach and lace and flower seed heads, you know, ones, you know.
Yeah, and these things are tactile as well, being highly visual.
Yeah,
and
they're
quite stimulating.
Right.
You can feel them. And
yeah.
And you're trying to work out what there is on
that's
there.
That's right. And quite a lot of my cards went to places like the National Botanic Garden of Wales, the Centre for Alternative Technology in Machynlleth, you know, sort of places like this in shops.
Yeah.
But I had this idea that, you know, because a lot of them were so tactile, maybe they would be of interest to people who sent cards to visually impaired people. And I looked on the internet to see if there were any companies did that, and there was a company called Braille Cards, which did exactly what it
says on the box.
Yeah, and I contacted them, and over the years, you know, I sent them hundreds of cards, and what I would do would be do the design on the front with different textured papers and feathers and ribbons and stuff. They would emboss a message on the front, happy birthday, or, you know, sorry to hear your loss or whatever, and then the person who was ordering the card would do a personal message inside. This company would emboss that and send it off to them, you know. My input was quite small, but I haven't supplied any cards to them for quite a long time, but, you know, they are still online.
So these sort of cards are still online.
And it just made me think about things in a very, very different way. And obviously, I'd close my eyes and sort of touch them and feel, you know, if anything would come off and hurt the person receiving it. You'd have to use extra strong glue for a lot of stuff.
Yes, like a lot of bits in the bottom of the envelope. Yeah,
things like, you know, for example, make a little handbag, which would have a ribbon, you know, for the handle, and feathers on, and, you know, and sequins, which of course have a texture, and, and smooth is a texture as well, isn't it?
So,
so it's very interesting using a different, you know, just sort of using a different sense, really, not just visual.
Right. Yeah. So how much sort of time does all this take? It must be very time-consuming, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I plant the seeds for the flowers,
let
them grow, and then plant some more because the slugs have eaten them all. You know, then when you have to pick them when they're very, very dry. And of course, I come from Swansea, which is the wettest city in Britain. No. So, I mean, I feel quite at home down there. They have to be completely dry, otherwise they go brown. And I press them in an A4 press with fairly absorbent paper, so like sugar paper or something like that, blotting paper.
Right.
And leave them for 3 weeks and then see what they like. And sometimes they change colour, sometimes their colour is enhanced, sometimes they don't do very well.
Yeah.
But my favourite things are what some people consider weeds, really, daisies, buttercups, forget-me-nots, my absolute favourite, lobelias, anything flat. you know, so a big, I don't know, begonia wouldn't be any good, you know, if it's sort of
right,
quite fleshy.
Still fleshy.
Yeah, that's right. But also things, I'm looking out of your garden now in the snow and I can see the rosemary bush sticking out there, something like that would be lovely, you know, because you'd still get the smell of it.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And lavender flowers as well, yeah. They would press quite well. And I use things like beads and wire and...
Right.
Yeah.
So how many will you make in a week? How long does
each
one take?
Each one, would take about half an hour.
Is that
something like that? Yeah, once everything's all set up.
Because
naturally,
we've received quite a few of these.
Well, obviously, yours take about 3 hours, John.
Yeah. And I look at them, I think there's a lot of work there.
Yeah. Well, with yours, for example, it was your birthday a few weeks ago, wasn't it? And I knew that somewhere I had a stamp which had bees on it. I presume your friends know that.
That I'm interested in bees.
So that. I put a stamp with a bee on there.
I remember that.
Try to tailor them to particular interests or hobbies or things like this. But the ones that sell best in the shops are just plain flowers, pretty flowers. And I don't cover them with any plastic seal or anything like that, or laminate, but you can feel them and you can see, and occasionally there's the odd aphid that's being squashed on a buttercup or something like that.
So it's a genuine flower.
I love doing it. I spend a couple of days a week for a few hours a day, not as often as I would like to do. And obviously I do, sort of special... people's make orders. I did one now for somebody's 50th birthday, and that would have been ideal for someone with a visual impairment because it had pheasant feathers on, it had hessian, it had shells from the beach, and
So you obviously get quite a lot of enjoyment going and picking up the materials.
Love it.
You grasses, must have jars and boxes full of all sorts of interesting bits and pieces.
Yeah, all over the place, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, when you start doing this, it makes you realise how many different grasses there are. There's some absolutely cracking grasses around, and you just take it for granted if you don't.
And you only need a tiny bit of each. And you build up these montages.
And it was, because of the dry weather last year, it was a really good summer for pressing.
Right, so you've got quite a stock ready.
Mm.
So you find it very enjoyable,
I love it, but
not particularly cost-effective, I guess. You don't do it for that.
Not really, no.
Even though you're very Yorkshire at heart. It doesn't bring the money flowing in as such.
Yeah, I only supply one shop now and I have about £40-50 a month or something like that.
All right.
Sometimes if I'm lucky. So, but I just love doing it and it's very restful.
Is this one down on the Mumbles somewhere?
No, it's in a little place called Llandilo. But a rather nice thing happened last year or the year before. A chap got a hold of me because I put my email address on the back of the cards. He lives in Hampshire, been on holiday in West Wales, and he'd been into the shop and he bought one of my cards. And he ordered 25.
Wow.
And then another 25. And he ordered a few special birthday cards as well. So that please me beyond measure.
So if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, this is how they do it, is it?
Have you got an email address? I have an email address.
Have you? Go on,
It's Liz Jervis, all lowercase, @hotmail.co.uk, or on Facebook under Liz Jervis Greetings Cards.
Right, because people, having heard this, I would think people may be at least interested, and they may well want to order something.
Oh, that would be lovely. I must stress that I don't do the braille embossing.
No, right, okay. Mm. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
it's been lovely
been
sitting here in the snow
and
looking at the birds outside.
Yeah, they're a bit shivery this morning, aren't they? Yeah. Well, thanks, Elizabeth.
You're very welcome.
And I think our readers will enjoy that enormously.
Diolch yn fawr.
I beg your pardon. Thank you.
Thank you.